Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, we go around the NFL here on a football Friday here. And, of course, question of the day, answer still coming in. Someone mentioned Greg Popovich.
Sure.
Especially if you very much despise the Spurs. And then this one is fair, and I don't know how we didn't get to it earlier. Just the whole cheating scandal with the Astros. Definitely some hypocrisy there.
That's a good one, yeah.
Definitely some there. Yeah. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
We don't have to dive into it. You get
it. What about the...
All right, here we go with a little bit of Thursday night football. And, of course, yesterday I was like, I don't know how much we'll talk about this one. I thought there were some things to talk about here. A 27-14 victory for the Patriots. But it didn't look as easy as
didn't
maybe
start.
The score.
At
it
least
was closer than I thought. Yeah. It definitely wasn't over by halftime.
No, it wasn't. And, of course, that's what we figured out. As we were going on, we're like, nah, this is probably going to be one of those games where it's like a 7-point game. And it was just that. 14-7 at the half. It felt like the Jets did some really interesting things. They went fully into the high school offense of just run the football, run the quarterback, try and see if you can make it tough for the Patriots. And they did for a little while, but of course, the tremendous talent of the Patriots ultimately wins out in this one.
It was Drake May show. You know, we're looking at some highlights right now in studio. And Drake May is just, I mean, he's clearly an MVP candidate. I still would put Matt Stafford above him. Obviously, Jonathan Taylor, but I think he's right there with him.
Yeah, I think he's, last time I checked, he's an odds on, or he's tied with best odds for MVP with Matthew Stafford, as you mentioned. And the thing that you just can't shake, no matter how you cut it, the Patriots' development and growth, as they are a league-leading 9-2 right now, is largely behind Drake May being absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. 25-34, 281, and a touchdown in this game. But I guess the other name that you got to give a lot of credit to, Travion Henderson, man.
Oh, boy, that was something.
Like, Ramondre Stevenson not there has allowed him to absolutely flourish in this role. 62 yards, 2 touchdowns, and then also 1 in the air. He looks really good. There's a lot of young talent that they have there. And I guess outside of the young talent, Stephon Diggs looked really good in this one.
Well, we mentioned this yesterday, and Stephon Diggs, you talk about just a complete I mean, is it a turnaround, rebirth, whatever it is? He is a game-changing franchise receiver for them right now.
Yeah.
And he wasn't that last year.
Yeah, it's definitely a comeback story for him.
Yeah.
One of the things that is also worth noting, you did see who scored a touchdown in this game, right?
For?
John Mechie.
John Mechie III.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
Salute to John Mechie. Finding somewhere to get himself a little bit of love. Like, I don't know what this ultimately does for him, but hopefully he can have a little bit of a little bit of staying power in this league.
He had a couple passes or a couple catches.
Right, 3 receptions, in fact, for 45 yards, including the touchdown pass. I mean, for him, I think I can't speak for everybody, but I feel like the majority of folks have no ill will towards Mechie.
Oh, yeah. None at all.
Nah.
None at all.
Seeing him find a little bit of success is cool. I will say, when it comes to this Jets team, the defense actually was playing pretty well against the Patriots in this thing.
This looks like a team that is kind of what I was hoping for, because I'm a big Aaron Glenn fan. you know, just, that's just coming along at a slow pace. Aaron Glenn is going to be there. He's not going to be one of those guys that's just done, even though they started so badly. I think people are starting to see sort of the development of the, you know, whatever you want to call it, the culture, you know, the way they're doing things, et cetera. No, I think the Jets, I'm not going to say they're onto something.
But no, I'm not saying that at all.
Yeah,
in fact.
You can start to see where the plan is kind of taking shape.
They went with the level of desperation. The Jets are usually heavy in man coverage, and obviously they just traded Sauce Gardner, right. So I wonder if this changes this some. They only played 3 snaps in man coverage. So they came out and they flipped the script entirely. So I think that probably helped keep the game close. What was on tape was not what the Patriots came out and saw, but they quickly adjusted and were able to beat up the Jets there. So, yeah.
Quick side note before we move on. I like those uniforms the Patriots wore better than any alternate uniform I've seen.
Really?
They were sweet.
Were they? They looked like the Patriots equipment manager
faded jerseys, dog. Those are some sharp.
Ain't no, them gray joints?
Yeah. It's grayish blue. I don't know what the color is.
It was
called.
Like a cool gray, maybe a French gray, whatever.
Yeah, I thought they were sharp, man.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. It looked like they took the blue jerseys. And they just washed them a million times.
I liked it a lot.
They look better than the Buffalo Bills alternates.
Yes.
I ain't like the Buffalo Bills alternates. Theirs were kind of similar to that, too.
Mm-hmm. From the 830, May is better than Stroud at this point. How do you take that comment?
Hell, I was about to say.
Absolutely.
I was about to say he looked better than Herbert to me.
The way he moves around in the pocket is exactly why NFL general managers love those, you know, and obviously he can run, but those quarterbacks that are sort of like classic pocket quarterback, he just knows how to manipulate the pocket, that, you know, that whatever it is, the vision he has, the way he feels his way around the pocket, it looks like big time, next level.
I mean, there's clearly a lot of confidence in his game right now, and there should be. He looks really, I mean, hell, I think it might have been Patriots-Texans was the first game of his career where we go, oh, they might have some here.
Yeah, you're right.
Remember last year?
And like, I don't think that game was close.
No, it wasn't. I mean,
our takeaway was Drake May is there. That's the quarterback right there.
And he's continued to build upon that. So it looks like I don't feel any qualms in saying I could easily see, very, very easily see the Patriots having that first round bye. They look like they could do something real serious.
I guess it's kind of good having Josh McDaniels, too.
Yeah, no, 100%.
That's a big part of it.
Dialing up a good offense over there. Yeah. And another way to highlight that, it's inherently not a New England offense that is bad or say. It's just how do you execute it? Who are you putting in the system?
Exactly.
It's always how the system fits with what you are doing and the innovations that you have. All right, we continue with some football talk here on Sports Radio 610, which is presented by Paramount Plus. Streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus, that's Sunday, it's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, and it's featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. That's Landman, and the new season is streaming Sunday, November 16th, only on Paramount Plus. I found this to be very intriguing here, John Lopez, as the NFL team owners apparently filed a grievance to stop something that I personally have gotten great enjoyment of getting on a yearly basis, which is the NFL Players Association's report cards that they put out. The league apparently claims that the report cards, which is a poll of the players on various aspects of working conditions for the players, violates a CBA clause that they say that NFL owners and the union must, quote, use reasonable efforts to curtail public comments by club personnel or players which express criticism of any club, its coach, or its operation and policy. So,
blah, blah, blah.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The clause itself does sound like it applies to it. This just feels like how you're not going to win this. No, ain't nobody trying to hear this, right? In the court of public opinion at the very least.
Well, here's how I would defend it. So they're saying you're not supposed to say anything bad about, you know, the owners. Basically.
Not in public, right? Bring this to us. We can work this in-house.
Here's my defense. Who said it?
I mean, it's part of the CBA?
No, name the person.
Oh, well, the Players Association.
Who?
The Players Association.
Who's that?
The players.
Who's on first? No, my point is like the spirit of the, and I think not even the spirit. I think the, you know, that rule or whatever they want to call it is about criticism levied against them. You know, criticism by the president of the NFLPA or a player or a coach or something like that. Well, coach doesn't matter. It doesn't fit. But you see what I'm saying? Like this was a survey. This was a survey.
Yeah, but I mean, in a way, here's the thing that's funny. Yeah. Is it's basically speaking to criticism. It's not inherently a critique if things are going well, right?
This is true. Yeah.
These things become critiques when you see them F's pop up, right? I think that we've seen the teams that have handled this best are teams that acknowledge, oh, wow, this is a thing that's happening.
Yeah.
And then they address it. And it ends up actually being positive for those team owners.
The ones that did well.
That handle it in those way, right? Yeah. The NFLPA obviously pushed back on this and, you know, noted instances where teams saw it and they were able to respond. Apparently, the NFLPA said, we responded to the grievance with our intention to fight against this action and continue what's clearly become an effective tool for comparing workplace standards across the league.
Thank you. Yes.
And equipping you to make informed career decisions. And I've got to agree, like as much as I'm normally going to be on the labor side anyways, that does make sense as a comeback when it comes to like, there's not a standard for how you equip any team for going out and winning. Like you would have to depend on NFL owners to just have a competitive drive to have better accommodations or similar accommodations to other places in the league.
Yeah.
This is a way to kind of compare it on a one-to-one scale. And again, the best owners use this as a tool as opposed to seeing this as derision.
Yeah that's what the Menares did, because remember, I think it was last season.
The hot tub or something?
The hot tub thing.
Is it the hot tub or sauna?
One of them. Yeah,
it was one of them. And then right away they say, oh, we about to put one in now. Thank you for letting us know.
This whole thing is about fragile egos and fragile pride. They don't want to be embarrassed.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry.
I wonder if the Chiefs owner is probably one of those, because I think they got a really bad grade on one at last year.
Yeah.
And I wonder if teams like that's kind of like, man, don't put our business out there like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm interested to see. I'm very intrigued to see how this goes, because I think a lot of people on the outside looking in would probably side with the PA, but that's not always how this thing goes. And if you talk about the power dynamics, the owners have a lot of power here. So I'm interested to see if that will weigh heavily in what ultimately happens with the grievance. I'll try and keep an eye on that.
Fragile egos. That's all it is.
I mean, sure. Yeah. But I understand how you spend a lot of money and then having people complain about what you put up here. I can understand that perspective to some degree. All right. This is something that I saw that was kind of interesting to me personally. I'm interested to see how you get this. Apparently, before I even get there, one of the things I absolutely love about anything in sports, or really I think this probably applies to life, is as soon as somebody leaves, you get to hear what people really think about them. And apparently with the Giants, former Giants head coach Brian Daboll, quote, exploded and threatened offensive coordinator, now interim head coach Mike Kafka, during the team's recent loss to the Eagles, according to an anonymous player. Quote, one player recently told ESPN of Daboll exploding and threatening to take away play calling from assistant head coach and offensive coordinator Mike Kafka after tight end Theo Johnson dropped a crucial third down pass downfield against the Eagles. This is the kind of finger-pointing and tantrum throwing that is exactly why the Giants moved on from Brian Daboll.
Yeah, and anybody who's seen him, especially with the going into the tent and all that stuff when Scataboo had the you're like, ah, oh, that doesn't surprise me.
He be exploding on players on the sideline at times.
Oh,
man.
Remember,
what was it, the guy that kind of messed up? I don't know if it was like a kick return or he messed up something.
Yeah.
And he was just tearing into him.
Doesn't surprise me.
It don't surprise me at all.
Yeah, but the idea of like having a toxic working environment, that's real nasty business. If for no other reason, then those are things that you better be great to make it work. It's one of the things I always think about with Bill Belichick and his time and then all and tenure in the league, and then all of his all of the people off his tree that would go and coach somewhere.
Yeah,
it's like you can't come in here and do Bill Belichick things without Bill Belichick
results. Bill O'Brien
results.
Tried it.
Because and you saw that here, right? You don't have the skin in the game. You don't have the equity in order to make this walk.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's exactly what's happening. We're here with Brian Daboll, but he's in that same vein. And you end up looking up and you go, yeah, man, it just creates a bad situation. And when you're losing games, that people aren't going to willing to give you the benefit of the doubt because they don't like how they work.
It goes back to what we've mentioned a few times. If you're going to be that, you better not only just be, you know, a winner, you better be well-liked. You know, you better have a good personality. You got to be good with the media, all that stuff, because it'll come back to bite you, and it's coming back to bite him. And there's nothing wrong. We all know. Hell, they may have had the discussions here. Discussions are being made about who should be doing what, right? Whether it's play calling or whatever. But like that, that's the difference.
Yeah, so yeah. It became more of an interest to me as I don't think people are sticking with this thought, but people were having thoughts like, is that an OC that you would want? I do wonder if you, especially coming off of the Bobby Slowick tenure with kind of the things that we had afterwards about feeling like he did not have enough of a collaborative aspect, if that doesn't taint the way that you view Brian Daboll and any next job that he gets.
It has to, right?
As well, I would imagine so, but you never know how these things go. Around the NFL, before we walk this thing away here, there's a lot of intriguing football games this weekend, John Lopez.
Oh, I think it's the best weekend of football we've had all year.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, go ahead and state the case then,
Big Dog. Remember we used to talk about five-star games and four-star games and all that? I mean, I see at least two five-star games, maybe three.
Okay, what are the five-star games for you?
Seahawks-Rams?
Seahawks-Rams is a banger.
That is a banger.
That is a banger. The team that is rivaling the Texans for fewest points allowed at this point in the season is that LA Rams defense. And
I think it's a great weekend for football.
You put on top of that, this offense has been really good. Yeah. That could be very
Stafford
good.
Against that defense. And I think Lions-Eagles.
Yeah.
Lions-Eagles is an interesting one.
That's a five-star game, baby. With everything that's on the line now. For the 8-2 Eagles, I say everything on the line. And then the Lions doing what they're doing. I think that's a big-time game.
Yeah, but one of the things that's interesting that I hadn't considered until I was thinking about it deeper, you realize Dan Campbell took over responsibility, play-calling duties offensively at a very particular time, which is the week that they played the Washington Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
The Washington Commanders' defense is very bad.
Yeah.
That is a defense that... In their past four games, I believe they've been outscored by 20 points.
Yeah, and I saw that stat, which has never really happened in whatever many years.
If they lose by 20-plus points again this weekend versus the Miami Dolphins in Madrid, Spain, they would tie a record. Yeah. It would be like record breaking of consecutive games being beaten to an absolute pulp.
Right.
In games, and I'm interested to see. Because we were talking about it. I know I was saying it. Mm-hmm. Lions looked like they might have done something with Dan Campbell taking over play calling. How much of that was just a really smart positioning?
Yeah.
I'm now the dude who's taking over play calling against a very bad defense. Look, I have fixed it, right? Is that actually the case?
Now who you facing?
Is that actually the case?
Yeah.
So that will be another game that I'm intrigued in. But I think you're right. There's some really good games that are on the schedule here.
A couple more that I wouldn't necessarily put five-star, but they're up there. Bucks and Bills, man. Bucks and Bills is
100%.
Up there. Chiefs and Broncos, you know, what are the Chiefs? The Broncos defense, Broncos with, Bo Nix in the offense. I mean, they're, and the good news is the vast majority of these games are after the Texans play.
Yeah.
So you can sit back, watch the Texans, and then you get little Seahawks, Rams, little Chiefs, Broncos, and then the nightcap is Lions, Eagles.
Yeah,
good Sunday.
Yeah, it should be a really good Sunday, and it'll be even better Sunday if the Texans do what they are supposed to do in getting a victory. Versus the Tennessee Titans in Nashville. You'll, be able to hear that here on Sports Radio 610 at noon. 9 a.m. is when you tune in to get your Texans countdown going with Sean and Seth. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, Is there any way back from the gambling situation? As there's another big time gambling operation happening within the world of sports. Can this be fixed in sports? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.